USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A Canadian man who lost five members of his family in one of the two crashes of a Boeing 737 MAX aircraft is among those testifying today before a House Aviation Subcommittee hearing on the state of aviation safety.
If Boeing's wrongful conduct continues, another plane will dive to the ground, killing me, you, or your children, or your members, or all other members of your family. It is you who must be the leaders in this fight, for aviation safety in the world.
Paul Giroji with a message for lawmakers.
The House is tabling one Democratic lawmaker's attempts to impeach President Trump. A group of bipartisan lawmakers voted in favor of putting aside articles of impeachment that were introduced by Texas Democratic Congressman Al Green. And a final look at your numbers on Wall Street. The Dow was down 116 points. This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
Lawmakers on Capitol Hill are discussing the explosion of illegal robocalls. In emotional testimony today, Angela Stanek says her elderly grandmother took her own life after losing her life savings on one of these scams.
It is extremely hard to imagine a loved one committing suicide, but she did, because these individuals preyed on her and on her good heart.
The Houston woman says her grandmother had $69 left when she died. An unknown number of Sprint customers may have had their personal data stolen. With more on the story, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
Accounts for many Sprint customers compromised through a Samsung website. There are reports that Sprint sent letters to affected customers telling them about it after it was discovered last month. Sprint confirming the breach to tech website Gizmodo, saying credit card and social security numbers were not compromised as they're encrypted.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
With more news on Capitol Hill at a Senate Judiciary Committee hearing on Tuesday, Google's Vice President of Public Policy said that the tech giant would not launch a search engine over in China. Now, they are already in China, and through the Chinese government, they're able to censor some searches that people in China make. Republican Senator from Missouri Josh Hawley shares with Fox News a reaction when questioned about Google doing business in China.
At first, he acted like he had no idea what I was talking about. He said, oh, we hardly do business in China. I said, wait a minute. You had a search engine in China for years. You censored the results in accordance with what the communist Chinese government wanted. Why should we believe anything you say now about censorship when we know that you've engaged in it in the past?
The senator also says if they're censoring over in China, they certainly can be doing it here.
What their line is that we never engage in ideological censorship. We would never do that. But we know that they have done it. They've done it for years. They've done it whenever they think it benefits them, whenever it profits them. You just can't believe anything Google says.
The New York City triathlon plan for Sunday may be shortened due to heat concerns. Mayor Bill de Blasio addressing the warm weather expected for New York.
I respect the rights and freedoms of all Americans. I don't quite understand why the triathlon organizers want to continue with their triathlon at this point.
City officials say they're working with event organizers to ensure that everyone is safe. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.